Many years ago, when I was a new pastor, I had to do a multi-million dollar construction project. What else is new? Without a clue where to begin, I traveled to Little Rock to seek advice from my mentor, Monsignor Gaston Hébert, who was pastor of Christ the King there. And I'll never forget what he told me. He said, "John," those of you who know him know how he speaks, "it's really very simple. First, make sure the project is something the parish really needs. Second, make sure it's something the parish can afford. And third, ask people to give as generously as they can." And then he leaned over to me and almost whispered this, "But here's the real secret. On all your marketing brochures, put as many pictures of the cutest kids and the most beautiful babies that you can find in your church. Because no one can say no to a beautiful baby." You know, Monsignor Hébert didn't become a monsignor for no reason. I've never forgotten that advice. No one can say no to a beautiful baby. Have you ever noticed how differently people act around a baby? Magically and mysteriously, a baby tugs at our heartstrings and alters our attitudes. And we become a little bit more like children ourselves. We become beautifully childlike around a baby. In the gospel today, we hear about another instance of employing the same marketing strategy. Show the world a beautiful baby. The angel announces to the shepherds, "And this will be a sign for you." What will be a sign? "You will find an infant, a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Why in the world would Almighty God become a helpless tiny baby? Well, because like Monsignor Hébert, God too knows that the best poster child for a project is a child. But God wasn't looking for money to build a building. He was looking for living stones, that is, you and me, for the construction of his kingdom. And God knows there is nothing that grabs our attention like a beautiful little baby. In the presence of a baby, especially the baby Jesus, hearts melt and hopes rise, and eternal kingdoms are created. Folks, this is basic marketing 101. Whether you're in heaven or on earth, no one can say no to a beautiful baby. Have you ever heard of the Christmas Truce of 1914? Believe it or not, this really happened. Here's the way the History Channel describes it. Shortly after World War I began in the summer of 1914, along the Western Front, on Christmas Eve 1914, German and British troops began to sing Christmas carols to each other across the lines. At the first light of dawn on Christmas morning, some German soldiers emerged from their trenches where there had been crouching and shooting at the enemy and approached the Allied lines across no man's land, calling out "Merry Christmas" in their enemy's native tongue. At first, the Allied soldiers feared it was a trick. But seeing that the Germans were unarmed, they climbed out of their trenches and shook hands with the enemy soldiers. Amazingly, the account continues. The men exchanged presents of cigarettes and plum pudding and sang carols and songs. There was even an undocumented case of soldiers from opposing sides playing a good-natured game of soccer. Now, what could make battle-hardened soldiers drop their weapons and sing songs and exchange presents. Only the thought of a beautiful baby can. That is the Christmas baby named Jesus. You could say this was a bulletproof baby. You see, the Christmas truce of 1914 is a glorious glimpse of the grace of this holy day. The angel announced, on earth, peace, peace to those on whom his favor rests. My friends, let me ask you, is there anyone with whom you need to call a Christmas truce of 2015? You know, sometimes we end up fighting a kind of trench warfare with others, every bit as belligerent and brutal as World War I. And I don't just mean the wars we fight against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and ISIS, but I also mean the battles that blaze in our own backyards and in the back of our hearts, with our kids in our kitchens, with our friends in our high schools, with our co-workers in our offices, with our friends, even our Christian friends in our churches. You know, I love the Norman Rockwell paintings of funny and festive family gatherings during the holidays. But many people often think the only thing better than seeing family come is seeing family go. Ever feel that way? We can't wait for family to leave. Because sometimes the hardest people to love are the people that you live with. So this Christmas day, let me give you the same advice that Monsignor Hébert gave me. Let me invite you to turn your eyes to a beautiful baby and let him melt your heart to love others again, especially those closest to you. You know, if German and British soldiers who were trying to kill each other could drop their weapons and exchange presents of cigarettes and plum pudding for one day, maybe we could put aside our hurts for one day and show a little compassion and care for those we fight with. Don't worry. Tomorrow, December 26th, you can go back to killing each other. You see, a beautiful baby is a powerful thing. It can raise millions of dollars. It can help you find living stones to construct a kingdom. It can help you find peace in the middle of a war. And it can help heal your hurting heart. Here's the best marketing strategy of all time. No one can say no to a beautiful baby. What could a bulletproof baby do for you? Praised be Jesus Christ.